When the Indians took the field for their season opener yesterday, they donned caps featuring the controversial Chief Wahoo logo. It came days after team owner Paul Dolan told our commentator Terry Pluto that the team has officially demoted the logo to secondary status, following years of criticism and protests. Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Indians have been quietly putting Chief Wahoo on the bench, but Dolan made a statement this past week.
Right. Every year I interview Paul Dolan in spring training. Every year I ask him about Chief Wahoo. Every year he sort of says, you know, we're sympathetic or aware that some people are bothered by it, but we have no plans to drop it. This time I asked him that, and he said, well, you know, the Block C is our primary logo. And I'm sitting there going, well, it looks like it, but nobody's ever said it before. So I said, really?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, we've gone to the Block C, although we're not dropping. Then he went on, we're not dropping Chief Wahoo. We understand a lot of people are connected to it. But if you look around the park, which if you've done the last few years, you'll see far less of Chief Wahoo and a lot more of the Block C. They're downgrading him. He got a downgrade.
And they're finally officially saying that.
Yes. They're saying what they've been doing the last few years. Now, there's a lot of interesting things here on Chief Wahoo, even the name Indians,
yeah.
If you look at the team. Well, you know, they weren't always called the Indians.
I was surprised to learn they've had a few names going back over 100 years.
If you look at the source of the Indians' name, like the Indians' official history, they always say it's after this guy, Louis Sakalexis, who played in 1897.
Mm-hmm.
And how many total big league games did he play?
94.
All right.
Which isn't very many.
No, it isn't. So I did a book called Our Tribe, mm-hmm. and I actually kind of got into that. In 1914, when the Indians were the Naps, and they were losing all these games, there's a team called the Boston Braves, who were in last place on the 4th of July, and then turned around and won the pennant, and they were like the darlings of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
In January 1915, a guy named Charles Summers, one of the Indians, called some sports writers together, and they began brainstorming for a new name. But they wanted to start fresh. So they came up with the Indians. There's mention of how baseball was so taken with the Boston Braves. My feeling, that had far more to do with the Indians becoming the Indians than Louis Sakalexis from 1897 and 1898. I have never had a problem with the Indians' nickname. Some people do, some don't. But having been on Indian reservations, which is what they call, I've been out west. A friend of mine's a missionary on the Wind River Indian Reservation, as it's called. And to me, the interesting issue is the logo.
And you don't like it.
No. I could pull you up a thing I wrote from like 1996 saying what they need to do is hire four Native American artists and have them do drawings that would kind of look however they felt an Indian's logo ought to look.
So put it in their hands.
Exactly. So you get four or five of these babies. People vote and you finally pick one.
And then you can kind of honor the tribe instead of this caricature.
Right. Which, you know, I challenged a couple friends. I said, would you actually want to wear one of these hats on the Wind River Indian Reservation and feel comfortable about that? I have mentioned this contest idea to Paul Dolan. This year, in fact, is probably the first year in about 9 years I didn't mention it to him. Because
mm-hmm.
he always says, that's interesting, which means forget it. We're not going to do it. Clearly, though, they are feeling the pressure and moving in this direction. I was actually surprised Paul Dolan said that, but I don't think it was something that like it just slipped out. I think he was ready to say it.
So do you think that they will eventually phase out Chief Wahoo?
I hearken back. This is the kind of thing one of the great Indians owners, promoters, Bill Veeck, would have done. He would have had five press conferences off of this. We're going to get the logos and, you know, meet the artist, and this is what they're going to draw, and let's vote, and people can send in their own. I mean, just go on and on with it.
I mean, I think back to when the Browns tweaked their logo and had a big unveiling and a red carpet event.
Right.
But the Indians won't do something like that.
They're afraid to touch it totally. I mean, the Indians are very conservative, if you think about it. I mean, they kind of like keeping things sort of the same. And baseball is sort of a conservative sport, too. I would be very surprised if Dolan totally dumps it. But I think you're going to see less and less of it.
All right, Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.